You're listening to Ocean Shorts. I'm Troy Kitch. Today we're revisiting a story from a few years back about the Four Corners Monument. That's where Colorado, Utah, Arizona, and New Mexico all meet at one point. We'll hear from Dave Doyle. Dave was Chief Geodetic Surveyor of NOAA's National Geodetic Survey at the time of this interview, but he's since retired. So there's a widely held misperception that the longitude of the Four Corners Monument is 109 degrees west from Greenwich, England. But it's actually not. In fact, if you trekked out to the desert and checked your position with a handheld GPS, you'll find that it's actually 109 degrees, plus a little bit more. And that's because this boundary wasn't measured from Greenwich when it was recorded back in the 19th century. And it's not, and never has been, at 109 degrees west. Dave Doyle explains.
The reality is that was never the definition of the western boundary of Colorado, eastern boundary of Utah. It's actually defined as being 32 degrees longitude west of the Washington meridian, Washington referring to the city of Washington, D.C., and the meridian referenced in that statute is what we now refer to as the Old Naval Observatory, which is in downtown Washington, D.C. That Old Naval Observatory has a longitude that is not exactly 77 degrees west of Greenwich. It's 77 degrees, 3 minutes, and you know, depending upon how you define it, about four, almost 5 seconds. So when you add 32 degrees to that, you should come up with 109 degrees, 3 minutes, and roughly 5 seconds. And that 3 minutes and 5 seconds of longitude is roughly 2.5 miles. And that's where we believe the original discrepancy came from, is that somebody believed it should be at 109 degrees when that was never statutorily how it was defined.
And this is where the misunderstanding comes from. The longitude of the position of the Four Corners Monument is based on a measurement taken in 1875, and the reference point used then was in Washington, D.C. This was before the prime meridian was adopted as the standard of measurement by the whole world. Now, if you use today's modern tools to measure that distance from the old Naval Observatory to the Four Corners boundary, you'd find that the position of the monument is just a bit off, somewhere between 1350 and 1800 feet. And that discrepancy is because the tools used in 1875 weren't as accurate. They weren't nearly as accurate as the tools we use today. And to a lesser degree, there's also a slight variation that depends on where and how you measure from the old Naval Observatory. Doyle said that this is very common, and it's an everyday issue in the world of surveying. Even though the marker is not precisely 32 degrees west of the Naval Observatory when measured with today's tools, that's irrelevant. And that's because the four states that make up the Four Corners all agreed long ago that the monument, well, it marks the spot. And this is what's important to keep in mind about surveying. It's about precision and science, but it's also about history and statutory law. Doyle said that the original 1875 surveyor, a man named Chandler Robbins, got it right. The Four Corners Monument is exactly where it's supposed to be.
It's in its true location. It is exactly where the surveyor of the time placed it. Given the technology that he enjoyed, given the conditions that he had to work under, Mr. Robbins placed that monument exactly where he was directed to, which was 32 degrees west of the city of the meridian of Washington. What he lacked was the contemporary surveying technology that we have today. So in his mind, and based upon all of his observations and his calculations, he placed the monument exactly 32 degrees longitude west of the Naval Observatory. And that is exactly where it should be, even though its numerical difference today might differ by 1,800 feet, or perhaps even if it were two and a half miles, it would become irrelevant because the monument has subsequently been accepted by all four states as defining the legal boundary, and therefore it is the monument of record. And in surveying, monuments control.
Thanks for listening to Ocean Shorts from NOAA's National Ocean Service. You can send us feedback at nos.info@noaa.gov. And of course, we're online at oceanservice.noaa.gov.